Unit 25. Interview. IT manager. Tasks 3 and 4. Part 1. Past developments.
I started in computing in 1965 on an ICT-1904, which was a transistorized machine. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we shared with another company an old valve machine. The 1904 was a multi-programming machine with no disks and 16K of memory.
16K? Was it punched card input?
Paper tape input and output. Magnetic tape drives, which we had a lot of trouble with. So I was lucky enough to get into the early stages of computing and see the developments from there.
When did things really begin to lift off here? When did you see the most rapid growth?
Well, that started from 1974, when microprocessors came in. Mm. Then 1980 brought a big step forward in computing power with the first PCs, and it's just mushroomed since then. Mm. Through the 80s, there were enormous changes in hardware as more efficient, faster, smaller machines came in. There were staggering changes just in the electrical load. We were dropping by around a megawatt a year in consumption, if you took into account the air conditioning as well as the machine.
Of course, they had to be in air-conditioned rooms.
As the computers became more powerful, we used less and less power.
And did the number of staff involved grow?
No, it dropped. At the peak, we had about... there were about 40 of us, but machines got more reliable.
Were they very unreliable at first?
Oh, yes. Yes, the early days were difficult because the hardware was unreliable. 4 hours between crashes. Constant battles with the suppliers. It wasn't until 1980 that we got really reliable machines. Now, of course, we have things like Crays.
When did you get the first Cray?
Ooh, it must have been in the early 90s, I suppose.
What's the most significant date for you?
1990, I see as a significant date. 1990 was the change from central computing to distributed computing. PCs on desks rather than central mainframes.